The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as 7 times?" Jesus answered, "I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had him put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart." The Gospel of the Lord. Are you familiar with the term the Copernican Revolution? The Copernican Revolution. It refers to the astronomer who posited and proved a heliocentric worldview instead of the prevailing geocentric model in the 16th century. That is, Copernicus was convinced that the sun was at the center of the solar system rather than the earth. As previously, the Greek astronomer Ptolemy had proposed. The Catholic Church censored Copernicus because his perspective clashed with the Christian faith, and we have regretted it ever since. Today, we are much more sympathetic to the discoveries of science. But the phrase Copernican Revolution has been adopted ever since to suggest a fundamental shift in thinking, or as we say today, a paradigm shift. In other words, something we previously thought was paramount or central has been replaced by a new concept that essentially reorders and reshapes our understanding of the world. It is like falling in love when another person, a beautiful woman, rather than I, stand at the center of my life. Or like having a baby. The universe revolves now around this tiny someone else, not me. That paradigm shift would be a personal Copernican revolution. In the gospel today, Jesus proposes, in effect, a Copernican revolution for St. Peter and for the church. That is, our Lord suggests that instead of putting ourselves at the center of our world, we should put God the Father. Peter should try to see matters, indeed all matters, through the eyes of the Heavenly Father. And therefore, everything, especially everyone, will look radically different. Even Peter himself will look different. And since this gospel forms 14 verses of Matthew chapter 18, the chapter on the church, it has profound implications for the church's self-understanding as well. Peter asks, sensibly enough, like you and I might, how often must I forgive my brother who sins against me? As many as 7 times? And bear in mind that Peter thought he was being generous in forgiving, saying 7 times. After all, 7 is the number of perfection, isn't it? But Jesus raises the stakes exponentially higher, answering, I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. Then Jesus explains the parable of forgiveness and how servants should forgive one another. But did you notice how Jesus began the parable? He said, that is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king. To a king. In other words, Peter was seeing things through the eyes of the 2 servants. And in that reckoning, a servant who demands something owed him would be justified in treating his fellow lazy servant harshly. But what if the servants and their petty complaints and injustices were not the primary concern, but rather how the king saw and settled matters? That paradigm shift from the servant's view to the king's view is the Copernican revolution that Jesus was inviting Peter, as the head of his church, to embrace. You are not the center of your universe. The Father is. My friends, who is the center of your universe? That is, who does your world revolve around? Is it yourself, or your children, or your grandchildren? How differently we might look at and approach international relations, like the current war in Iran, if we saw matters through the eyes of God the Father, instead of through our own lens of self-interest, self-preservation, and self-promotion. In other words, Peter is not the only one in need of a Copernican revolution. We all are, and we need it constantly. In a sense, this paradigm shift is precisely the reason for Lent. Through the Lenten practices of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, we are supposed to push ourselves out of the center spot in our universe of concerns and place there in the middle instead the Father and our suffering brothers and sisters. And incidentally, this spiritual Copernican revolution will happen regardless of whether we want it to or not, either voluntarily now on earth or involuntarily in purgatory. I recommend we adopt it sooner rather than later, not like the church in the 16th century. Praised be Jesus Christ.